Now, moving on to our financial services forum, I'm particularly happy to be opening this conference today. Under the leadership of Melinda House, who's been the convener for this forum, we have made a big effort to try and refresh and re-energise this conference. So I'm really hoping that you will enjoy the next couple of days. I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, and I'm going to call them onto stage. So we have RGA as our gold sponsor, represented by Mark Stewart. We have our silver sponsors. I will read them all out. We've got SKL, represented by Jazz Singh and Jenny Lyon. Munich Re, represented by Sue Ellen Sinclair. Munich Re, represented by Andrew Linfoot. And Ignite, represented by Sue Ellen Sinclair. Can you come to the stage, please? And finally, our bronze sponsors are Gen Re, represented by Robert Kerr, and Score, represented by Nicole Marshall. Oh, and Retender, represented by Matt Noyce. I would also like to give a big thanks to our organising committee for this year. As I said, led by Melinda. This year we've had curators for each of the practice areas. So I did superannuation, so I'm really hoping that you like the super stuff. I was very much helped by Diane Somerville and Nathan Benarius. Jennifer Lang curated the insurance practice area with Daniel Longdon, Colin Yellowlease, Ray Bennett and Elan Lees. And the broader fields was curated by Jazz Singh with help from Andrew Fisher, Eric Ranson and Angant Sandhu. So big round of applause for the organising committee. I would also like to say a big thank you to Sarah Gibson, who leads the events team at the Actuaries Institute, who's done a huge amount of work for this. Tomorrow night, just as a reminder, we have a cocktail party for our volunteers, so I am looking forward to seeing all of our volunteers there, and we have one in Melbourne on Thursday night for the Melbourne volunteers. Please download the app for the conference. It's got a whole lot of important information like the program and delegate lists, but we'll also be using it for live polling and to rate the speakers as well. Please join us on Twitter, the hashtag FSF2018. And it's now my pleasure to introduce your convener, Melinda House, who is going to chair a lot of the plenary sessions over today and tomorrow. I think Melinda is very well known to you and probably doesn't need an introduction, but just in case you've been under a rock, she's an actuary and is the former CEO of the Actuaries Institute. She is currently the General Manager of Superannuation at BT, and she's also on the board of ASFA. Please join me in welcoming Melinda.
I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is we've got a fantastic program, absolutely jam-packed. You'll notice the timings are really short. We've had to give the regulators only half an hour each because we had so much fantastic stuff on the agenda. And look, I'd really like to echo Nicolette in thanking the committee who put in a huge amount of work to put together what we hope is going to be a very high-quality program for you. So that's the good news. The bad news is that in order to attract some of the best quality local and international speakers, we sacrificed the MC fee to go towards speakers, so you're stuck with me for the next 2 days. So that's my great pleasure to be here. Okay, I'm going to not waste much time talking given the jam-packed nature of the schedule, but a couple of things I did want to let you know. Hopefully a slide will come up behind me in a moment with some information about the free Wi-Fi. Nicolette's also given you the app you need to download to have the conference app, and you can chat on that or on Twitter at hashtag FSF2018. So hopefully that will come up in a moment in terms of the Wi-Fi. So during the plenary sessions, we'll be taking questions via SMS. So please send your questions during the session, and when we get the slides going, the SMS number will come up as well. So hopefully we'll flash that up for you. Oh, there it is. Beautiful. That's the SMS number, so you might want to just send a little test SMS to that now to make sure that you've got that in your phones.